quite a couple of things going on in the world of extreme running. Not sure if you heard the news overnight that Russell Cook has completed his run across the entire length of Africa. He's the British man nicknamed the hardest geezer. He crossed the finish line in Tunisia yesterday, having run for 352 days, covered 16 countries and nearly 16,000 kilometres. He survived an armed robbery in Angola, recurring back pain, multiple visa challenges, but in the end, he not only finished the mission, he raised more than 16 million rand for charity. Not bad going indeed for Russell Cook. Then we have Keith Boyd, the Rainbow Runner. We had him in studio the day before he left on his run from Cape Town to Cairo. We've had one conversation with him halfway along the track, and he is now approaching the finish. I believe he is close to Luxor in Egypt as we speak, so very close to his final destination of Cairo. We'll have to schedule a finish line conversation with Keith. Now, our next guests who are joining us today are also about to tackle an epic run. Look, not quite on the same scale as Russell and Keith have undertaken on a whole continent, but certainly a big, big physical undertaking, and one with a very similar ethos at its heart, that it's about raising as much money as possible for causes that they hold dear. Let's find out more. The men in question are named Tom Fraser, James Booth and Joe Hudson. For the record, no relation of mine. Tomorrow morning, they set off on a five-day run in which they hope to cover 256 kilometres and raise perhaps R250,000 or even more. And to tell us who they're raising it for and what it's all about, it's my great pleasure to welcome Joe Hudson to the show today. Joe, thanks for your time. I know it's a busy day for you guys as you get ready for the start tomorrow. So glad we could fit you in today.
Hi, Pippa. Yeah, thanks for having me on online.
It's a pleasure.
And thank you for that fantastic intro.
I mean, obviously, yours is a smaller project in scope than those men have undertaken, but I would imagine you look to people like that and what they've managed to achieve. It's got to be something of an inspiration to you to know that it's certainly possible. Before we talk about that, though, let's talk about why you're doing this, because this isn't the first time you've undertaken a substantial physical challenge to raise money. Tell us a little bit about the backstory of who the three of you are and what makes you do quite difficult physical things from time to time.
For sure. So we are three best friends who went to university together, GCT. We all have a deep passion for fitness, but also for fun. So we call Get With It our group, which is the name of our group, a marriage of fitness and fun. We started in 2021 with our first physical challenge, the 4x4x48, where we raised or ran four miles every 4 hours for 48 hours. And we raised just over 150,000 rand for a school in Philippi. And we all went off to do our own things with work and graduating. And eventually, you know, September last year, we met up on Zoom and we said, we've got to do something together. You know, we've created this amazing brand and we thought, why not? And then we came up with our own challenge called the Get With It 50x5. And this entails, you know, running a lot less than the hardest geezer, but it entails running 50 kilometers a day every 5 days to run for three amazing charities that lie very close to our hearts.
So those 5 days start tomorrow, and you're going to do 50 k's a day for the first four, and then those who are in the running world will know that day five happens to coincide with a rather significant race here in Cape Town. Am I correct in understanding, Joe, that after doing 4 days of 50 kilometer runs, you're then all going to do the Two Oceans Marathon on top of it?
Yeah, so we are going to be rocking up to the Two Oceans start line with some 200 k's in our legs. Yeah. Luckily, we are being joined by a few thousand people running, and including some of our close friends. So the support will be tremendous. You know, we've got amazing sponsors on board that have been helping and will be helping us along the way, which we are incredibly grateful for. We're very excited to get going. It's been a long time coming. Tom has just arrived from the UK this morning.
Cool.
So we met him at the airport. It's the first time I've seen him for the past 3 years. So, yeah, very, very exciting. And we just can't wait to get going tomorrow morning at 6.
You said three charities that you're fundraising for. Joe, tell us about them.
Yes. So we're raising it for three charities in a way. So the first is for a boy called Donald. He's a wheelchair-bound boy who has a disease called hydrocephalus. Where he's looked after by his father Blessing and by his sister Anita. The second is kind of a beacon of hope in Howick and KZN called the Angels Care Centre. And they just provide an amazing environment or safe environment for kids in need. And then the third is, you know, Lodge's Light. An amazing lady called Maxine has created a kind of little charity that looks after 15 kids and families and connects, you know, other people you'd like to donate and provide financial assistance to them. So those are the three we're donating to.
There's a common thread running through all of those, Joe, is that they are organisations caring for vulnerable children. As a matter of interest, I mean, you're obviously passionate about the cause. Are any of you involved in childcare-related fields, or is it just something that you feel strongly about personally?
Something we feel strongly about personally. Since the get-go, since we created Get With It, our aim has always been to raise awareness and address, you know, poverty faced by children in South Africa today. And that has been and will remain our core focus of Get With It, and will likely go into what we might start as the Get With It Foundation closer, you know, after the challenge. So a lot still to come from us three, and we're incredibly excited for what's to come.
Now, Joe, when we first spoke last month, you said 256 kilometres and your fundraising target was 256,000 rand.
Yes.
256,000 rand is so last month. Tell us what's happened in the interim.
So last month, proudly, 8 days to go from last week, where we had 8 days to go until the start, we met our target of 256,000 rand. And for the listeners, that was just mirroring, obviously, the amount of kilometers we are running. We have proudly set the bar a bit higher this time to 400,000 rand. And whilst that is a great milestone and that we'd like to achieve, we think that is very much achievable. And we've even got a 500,000, you know, half a million rand in our eyesight. So very exciting. Just to all the listeners, we encourage everyone to have a look at our campaign page, which I'm sure maybe Pippa, you can provide some insight onto. And just have a look as to know for more information as to what we're doing, who we're doing it for, and maybe to follow us.
So, Joe, I've got the full presentation on hand if anybody would like to see it, if you perhaps want to pass it on to CS managers who need to see the official documentation, etc. I've got a copy of the proposal. You're welcome to email me on pippah@capetalk.co.za and I can gladly pass it on. Joe, if somebody wants to follow you kilometre by kilometre and perhaps make a pledge of their own, what's the easiest way to reach out to you? Is it on Instagram? Is it on Twitter or X? What would you advise?
Our Instagram page is @gettingwithit. That's our kind of our main medium or platform to communicate to our followers and audience. From there, you can get separate links to our WhatsApp community, to our Strava Run Club. And that's also through our link tree. You can be redirected to our campaign page on the Sports for Lives page.
Fantastic.
And,
so if you'd like to...
On that page, obviously, that's where you can donate, pledge, and find out more about the cause.
So final question then, Joe. The first 4 days of 50 kilometres are going to be run, I know, from Mooi Point to Llandudno and back again, which will give you your 50-kilometre loop each day. If somebody wants to come and cheer you on at the start line tomorrow, where do they need to be at what time?
Sure. So we are meeting at the same point every single morning, day one to day four, at the deck on beach in Mooi Point by the Seattle and Rupar there. That's where we are meeting before we kind of actually loop around the waterfront. And then head out to Llandudno and back. On our Instagram, for the listeners, you guys can find the exact kind of locations and times in which we'll be there for people to either support us or even join us on the run. One of our big pushes is to get people to come support us and actually run with us, no matter the distance or no matter, you know, how much they got in their legs. And so we provided those kind of locations and those approximate times for which people can then join.
Joe Hudson, all the best to all three of you. Joe will be running alongside his friends James Booth and Tom Fraser, raising money for those three charities. If you see them on the road, give them a hoot, give them a cheer, tell them well done out the window of your car as you drive past, and give them enough space clearance, please. And then, of course, please look out for them on the route if you're running the Two Oceans this coming weekend. They are running under the banner of Get With It. If you'd like to follow their journey on Instagram, look for @gettingwithit.